Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're continuing our study on revival. We're looking at the book of Psalm 85 and verse number 6, where the Bible said, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" First of all, we looked at the question, do we need a revival? And I pointed out to you the need of revival is manifest in our culture. Second, the need of revival is manifest in our churches. And thirdly, the need of revival is manifest in our country. And then we began this week looking at the question, what kind of revival do we need? Not only the need of revival, but the nature of revival that is needed. Now, I love to have a meeting when you have a good time. I love to have a meeting when God's people rejoice. And that was the petition the psalmist made here in Psalm 85. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? But I want to say to you, we need a revival that will go farther than just causing us to rejoice. We need a revival that will produce a lasting joy in our lives for the glory of God. I said to you, we need a revival that will affect our total being. As a human being, we're mind, we're soul, and we're body. And we need a revival that will affect all three of these. And we started out by looking at the thought that we need a revival that will affect our thinking. And we've looked on yesterday at some verses of Scripture concerning what the Bible says about thinking. The Bible said in Proverbs 23:7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." I pointed out to you from Acts 26, verse number 2, where Paul makes the statement, "I think myself happy." And then we went to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, and in verse number 8 and in verse number 9, we are given instructions as Christians on what to do with our thinking. You see, our thought life will go to the gutter if we do not put some control upon it. The Bible uses the expression, gird up the loins of your mind. Hedge in your thoughts and make them be that would glorify and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 8, the Bible said, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Notice in these verses of Scripture, we are given several guidelines for our thinking. Number one, the Bible said, whatsoever things are true. Number two, the Bible said, whatsoever things are honest. Number three, the Bible said, whatsoever things are just. Number four, the Bible said, whatsoever things are pure. Number 5, the Bible said whatsoever things are lovely. Number 6, the Bible said whatsoever things are of good report. Number 7, the Bible said if there be any virtue. And number 8, the Bible said if there be any praise, think on these things. So here are 8 guidelines for us in our thought life. And as I said on the broadcast yesterday, most of us would have to admit this is not the normal pattern for our thinking. We live in such a wicked society. Our mind is so permeated with the things of this world that we have a hard time keeping our thoughts what they ought to be. I don't think anyone listening to me today would want their thoughts for the last 24 hours flashed on a screen for their family, their friends, and the public to look at. We have a need of a revival that will change the thinking of our day. You remember back over in the book of Genesis, chapter number 6, the Bible said God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And friend, may I say to you, that's about the situation of the society that you and I live in this day. Now, notice these. And again, this is not the normal worldly thought life of people in our society. But it's not impossible that we accomplish this. He said, number 1, whatsoever things are true, get your mind off of the put-on, the counterfeit, the Hollywood lifestyle, the unreal. Get your mind up on what is true, what is the real thing. And then number 2, he said, whatsoever things are honest, don't allow your mind to concentrate upon things that are dishonest. And then number 3, he said, whatsoever things are just. If it's just and good and right, then think on it. If it's not just, then do not allow those thoughts to dwell in your mind. You say, well, a preacher, can I keep those thoughts from coming? Well, you've heard the saying many times, the thoughts that come into our mind are like the birds of the air. We cannot stop them from flying over our head, but we can keep them from building a nest in our hair. And the thoughts that come through our mind, we may not can control every thought, but we can prevent them from lingering and coming to the place where we meditate upon the thoughts that we should not be meditating upon. So he said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. And then he said, number 4, whatsoever things are pure, keep your mind off of the impure and upon the pure things. And then he said, whatsoever things are lovely, why meditate and think upon all of the things that are bad and negative when there's so many good things in the grace of God that we can think upon. And then number 6, he said, whatsoever things are of good report. Why is it that we are such a skeptical society that we want to always believe the bad report without ever checking it out, but we do not believe the good reports unless we check them out for any kind of fault that might be found? So he said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. And then he said, number 7, if there be any virtue, is there any true value to what you're thinking on? Or is it just some kind of foolish thing that the flesh would love to meditate upon? The Bible said, if there be any virtue, think on virtuous things. Things that are honorable. Things that are Christ-honoring and glorifying. And then he said, if there be any praise. We're a society that always looks for something negative, something bad, something to put people down. But God said, don't think on those negative things, but rather think on the positive things, if there be any praise, then God said, think on these things. There are 8 things listed here that God teaches us we're to think on. Number 1, the things that are true. Number 2, things that are honest. Number 3, things that are just. Number 4, things that are pure. Number 5, things that are lovely. Number 6, things that are of good report. Number 7, if there be any virtue. Number 8, if there be any praise. Think on these things. We need a revival that will affect our thinking and cause us to gird up the loins of our mind and not let our mind meditate upon the opposite of that which is listed here in these verses of Scripture. Notice the command of verse number 9. The Bible said, these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And then he gives this promise, and the God of peace shall be with you. So Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to you and I today. And he said, you have a thought life, and with that thought life, you have a choice. You can control your thinking, and you can do it by the help and grace of God in such a manner that your thought life will be that glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot let your mind go. We have had so much of the television pumped into us. We've had so much of the nakedness of this day that is flaunted everywhere you go. Everything you look at, there is some kind of a sinful or wicked promotion that will fill your mind with things that they should not be filled with. And so we must restrict what we receive into our mind and then think on the things that are good and that are godly and that will honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember David said in Psalms 139, verse number 23, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. And then he said, try me and know my thoughts. And the Bible said, God said, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So what we must do is get with God and let God work in our life to set our thoughts and our affections on things above and not on things of this earth. So I submit to you, we need a revival that will affect our thinking and cause us to think right, so then we can live right and do right to the glory of our God. Well, our time is gone again. Father, honor your word, help your people. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. In amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Amen.